And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hoping you're having a fantastic day. 52 degrees outside, getting to a high of about 75, a chance of thunderstorms a little bit later on in the forecast. Well, joining us in studio this morning is Charles Skank with Skank Insurance. He does have a special guest with him this morning. But Charles, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Kyle. It's good to be with you. I'd like to give a verse from the book of Colossians, chapter 4 and verse 6. And it says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." Sometimes we're talking all the time. Some people say I talk maybe more than others, but we're talking all the time. And what comes out of us is indicative of what's in our heart. And so I need to remember to watch what I'm saying and what it sort of says about what's inside of me. I just need to be reminded of that on this day. But Kyle, we're privileged to have a special guest with us today, Jason Leeds from the Prescription Shop here in Coffeyville. And we work with pharmacists in our role as helping people with Medicare. And his name has come up in helping people with different things when it comes to medications, prescriptions. And so I wanted to have him on and share about what they do. So good morning, Jason.
Morning.
So tell us about your background, where you grew up, where your work history, stuff like that.
Well, my name is Jason Leeds. I grew up here in Coffeyville from about first grade on.
Okay.
Graduated from Field Kinley in 1993. Great. Went to Coffeyville Community College, graduated from there in 2001. Went on to the University of Kansas, where I got my pharmacy degree in 2000. Came immediately back to Montgomery County, worked for Mercy Hospital for about 16 years there until they closed. Did a short stint at Walmart here in Coffeyville, and then I've been with the Prescription Shop for the last 4 years.
Awesome. Awesome. That is great. That is great. So, you've seen a lot of stuff. When visiting with you earlier, you mentioned that closing a pharmacy, especially a hospital pharmacy, is no fun. So you've been through a lot of things. I know that as a personal local pharmacy, you guys have abilities and offerings that the other pharmacies really don't have or can't do as well. Talk to me about how that works or what you guys offer.
So some of the things that we offer that you might not see at some of the other pharmacies will be right now. We are our big focus right now is getting the COVID-19 vaccine out there.
Okay.
We're doing vaccinations mostly on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the store by appointment. So if anybody wanted an appointment for first dose or second dose, they could just call. I think it's option 7 on the phone to get somebody that can schedule them for that. We are doing Moderna brand, so it is 2 doses separated by about 4 weeks. And it is open to the public for us because it's Moderna brand. Anybody 18 years of age or older right now can get a COVID vaccine.
Oh, great. Great.
Additionally, things that we're doing to help the community, and especially like the older population, but not necessarily limited to the older population, is we have a program that's called Synchronization Program, where we try to sync your medications up to reduce your trips to the pharmacy each month.
Oh, that's great.
Ideally, we're shooting to try to get, you know, most of our patients to where they're only coming to the pharmacy once a month to pick up their prescriptions. Everything's there. Everything's ready. They don't have to worry about something not being there. Some patients were able to get out 3 months on that, depending on their insurance plan and what it'll allow. And also 3 months is hard because things change. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of harder to sync to 3 months than it is for one, but, we do that. Synchronization usually takes between 2 and 6 weeks to get you synced up correctly. And then once we get to that point, you know, our biggest hazards are when things change. People have to communicate those changes to us because the physicians don't always do that. Mm-hmm. And that can mess up sync a little bit. So communication is kind of a key with the patients. We try to reach out ahead of filling each month, find out if there are any changes, if there's anything they don't need for whatever reason, they didn't take something the way they're supposed to that month. But that's one of the stumbling blocks to getting sync done, but I think it does work, especially for people that have a lot of meds or complex drug regimens. Additionally, on top of sync, we offer repackaging services. There's about three different ways that we do repackaging. The most popular one right now is a system that we have that's called Dispill. And what Dispill does is it breaks your doses up during the day. So you could have like four discrete dosing times during the day, maybe a morning, a noon, late afternoon or early evening, and then a bedtime dose. Mm-hmm. And we'd put all of those medications that take at those times into one cell that's dated, timed, lists everything that's in that cell, and they're perforated so you can tear them off and take them. So if you did your morning dose at home that you needed to take your afternoon dose with you, you just tear that off, stick it in your purse, stick it in your
bag.
And take it for the day. And it also helped for like vacations. You could only take what you're going to need for while you're gone and leave the rest of it at home so you don't accidentally leave something in Florida.
That way you're not taking the entire dosage and then, oh, I forgot it back in Florida and now I got to figure out what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah. And we can fill those. We've got some patients that do 7 days at a time. If they're afraid they'll take more than they're supposed to, we'll limit the amount that they could actually mess up and take. We do most of our patients at 28 days. Since it's a cycle like that, we do like in weeks and mm-hmm. not 30 days or okay. 90 days. Mm-hmm. But on a lot of these patients, we fill like if it's cheaper for them to get a 90-day supply, we'll fill the 90-day supply, and then we just keep their medications there at the store, and we fill the 28 days out of the 90 that they've got there, and then we just refill it when we need to do it.
Oh, that is powerful.
And with the synchronization and everything else, we try to do as much of the communication with the physicians to get refills for the patients as we can, which is another stumbling block to us. Sometimes that coordination takes time, and we may not have all our refills back on their sync date. But we work really hard to try to not let that happen.
You know, we help the senior population with Medicare, and we help run their drug list in the fall to see what the best drug plan is. And sometimes there's a whole page of medications that they're taking. And I know of someone who's a lady that we've helped, and she doesn't have the... She was very organized, and she's not as organized, and sometimes her, you know, getting her medication and getting it to her on time and everything has been a struggle for her husband. Mm-hmm. Something like this would change their life.
Yeah. It would take it out of their control.
Yeah.
I mean, it would, you know, communication's the key if something were to change, but they don't have to fill that pill planner. They don't run the risk of making the mistake. They don't have to spend the time doing it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That is powerful. Well, it's probably about time for us to go to a break, but I look forward to talking to you more.
All right. So we're again talking this morning to Charles Skank and also Jason Leeds from the Prescription Shop. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we will continue the conversation. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Expert here on this Friday morning in Southeast Kansas. Joining us in studio is Charles Skank and also Jason Leeds from the Prescription Shop. And gentlemen, welcome back this morning. And Charles, continuing the conversation with Jason this morning, it's been very interesting to listen to.
So thank you, Kyle. So Jason, that's amazing. I didn't know that was a capacity or that ability was out there to package medications, not just for a month, but for the hour that you need them and have it labeled that way. There's whole services, nurses, there's sometimes that are called to do that, and you guys can do it right from the store. That's incredible. What is something else that you're excited about or that the Prescription Shop offers?
I think we should mention that we do offer free delivery to our customers. If it's a prescription medication that we filled, it's free. And we will also deliver over-the-counter goods as well. But it has to be a $10 minimum or be accompanied by a prescription to do that. We use the same delivery service that everybody else in town does, but I think we do it without a fee, and I believe that we're the only ones that don't charge a fee in town. So.
That's something that
we just do for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the store also, we offer durable medical equipment services. It's a separate section, separate part of the business. It's kind of at the back of the building. If you come in and you go to the pharmacy or you go to the front desk and you ask, they'll point you in the right direction. But they do medical gases, breathing machines, CPAP supplies, oxygen, all that kind of stuff. They handle a lot of that. Beds, like for people that are discharged to home with special needs, bedside commodes, that kind of thing. They do all that. I know that they will deliver as well, mm-hmm. and take it right to the site of service and do set up and teach in some cases,
okay.
on the equipment. So
how would you distinguish your services for DME, like maybe from a national carrier or brand out there?
I couldn't really speak to That's how fine. We're different from other carriers and, sure, and brands sure. that are out there, but I know that we're the only one local, I think,
okay.
that's doing it. Mm-hmm. So unless you're having it brought in from way outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that it's something that I think Alan, our owner, bought American Medical Supply
okay.
a few years ago and brought it in house.
Okay. So you're right here in town.
Yep. In the same building as the pharmacy. Yep.
Local person, and they can come out to your house yep. and just be right there. Yep. That's powerful.
And then the gift store, Bayberry's, which is right there. It's a nice little gift store. They have Hallmark cards and all kinds of different, you know, soaps and lotions and all kinds of knickknacks and, mm-hmm. and gift type. It's a gift type store. So
great. Great. Well, it's been a pleasure to get to know you and get to know what you guys offer and how you help people. We're always looking for services or people, places in town that are going all out to help their customers. And it's really good to get to know your operation more, what's going on there.
I thank you for the opportunity to come on and
yeah.
talk about our services.
So where are you located and how can they reach you?
We are at 601 West 11th Street, which is basically, it's just across 166 or 11th Street from the college gymnasium.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what phone number?
620-251-1620.
All right. 1620. That's the number. And if somebody is with some other pharmacy or DME and they wanted to use you guys, mm-hmm. they could just call and get that set up?
Yep. Yep. Call. If it was a prescription that they wanted transferred from another pharmacy, they would just call and go through the prompts to get to the pharmacy. Tell the customer representative that's what they want to do, and they just have to collect, the customer service representative collect information like what the pharmacy that we're calling is, the telephone number for the pharmacy, and what prescriptions they need transferred or all prescriptions, and
okay.
then we take it from there.
Great. Great.
All right. So, Jason, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it. And Charles, also, if somebody's looking to get some insurance, how can they get a hold of you guys?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, Kansas. You can find us call us at 331-8800, 620-331-8800. Find us online at ins4unow.com, ins4unow.com, or on Facebook at Skank Insurance and Retirement.
All right. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. And Charles, we'll see you again next week. And again, Jason, again, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.